You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
Cheese please, you're so fine.
You wanna listen all the time. Snuff, Dude, and Daffodil spin the hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snuff, Dude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil is sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music, bacon scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Googling cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we want to play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kind of sick.
Cheese Please, in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hey, welcome once again. It's another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And that means I must be Daffodil.
Yeah, and on the show this week, we're going back to the 1930s. The dirty 30s, where everything was in a barn. Daffodil, you remember that barn? Everything was in a barn.
I'm pretty sure there were no barns in New York City.
Hey, Bessie, move out of there. Get away from the microphone, Bessie. That's Bessie with her, Bessie with her cowbell. And, well, I'm sorry. Okay, who's your hot shots? We're profiling an album of radio broadcasts, actually, from the 1930s. They're playing a couple cops a little later on. On top of that, the celebrity slip-up. There's never a bad time to play a bad Brady Bunch song.
Come on. There are only good times.
But we're starting off the show with the Nickelodeon Banjo Band with a Borgie Borgerson. Borgie Borgerson? Did I say that right?
Borgie Borgerson.
Thank you. A medley of Mammy and Carolina in the Morning shortly, but we're starting off with the Nickelodeon song on
Cheese Please.
Come on, start the party at the Nickelodeon. Clap your hands and join right in with music, music, music. We'll do anything for you, anything you want to do. Razzmatazz and hoop-de-doo and music, music, music. Closer, you cuddle closer, and very soon you'll all be feeling grand. The Borgie and the Banjo Band. Sing out loud and make it in at the Nickelodeon. Clap your hands and join right in with music, music, music.
The cheese with your weekly dose of musical mayhem.
Cheese.
Mammy,
my little
Mammy, the sun shines east, the sun shines west, but I've just found where the sun shines best. Sorry if I made you wait. Eyes are coming. Hope and pray I'm not too late.
My little
Mammy, Mammy, I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles, my Mammy.
could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning. Oh, where the morning glories twine around your door. Oh, whispering pretty stories that I long to hear once more. Strolling with my girlie when the dew is pearly early. Each little buttercup at dawn. Oh, if I had a lifeline for only a day, I'd make a wish, and here's what I'd say. Oh, nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
Nickelodeon Banjo Band and Borgie Borgerson and Mammy and Carolina in the Morning at medley. And before that, we had the Nickelodeon song by the same cast of characters, you might say.
Well, gang of musicians.
Either way, my name is Surf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and of course, it's always weird.
And it's rather hickish this week, you might say.
No, it is country.
Oh, country. So if I talk like this, it won't bug you that for now?
Oh, it does.
Sure.
It always does.
Oh, gee whiz, I read the cowbell there. Gets the listener in the mood to hear something country.
Gets the listener in the mood to turn off the radio.
I'm sorry, I did. There goes the cowbell. I'll never mind that. And I'll never mind the voice. Okay, I just wanted to establish, you know, it's got a bit of a country feel on the show this week for some reason.
But yeah, Indiana's not really country.
No, but that's what they call people from Indiana, Hoosiers, right?
That is correct.
And this album is called Hoosier Hot Shots from the mid-1970s we found in a thrift store. And I'm just going to read what it says on the back here. What you will hear is a familiar question that hordes of listeners to the national barn dance radio program used to wait for during the mid-1930s. And the quote is, "Are you ready, Hizzy?" Okay.
Okay.
That's all I get to say about that. Other than we'll play the cuts. Well, coming up shortly, a little ways away. I'm jumping ahead of myself. I like mountain music. Then shortly, you'll hear This Is the Chorus. But we're starting off with Ha Cha Nan. Did I read that right?
I think so.
On
Cheese Please.
Waving her fan like like a real American can. The daughter of Sam. Her dad took his cue from a note that was blue. She knows how to croon. It's no wonder she does when her sweet mother was a beautiful tune. Hot China, dreamy China, daughter of Sam. Poppy land and popular plan. The daughter of Sam. Yes, sir, boy.
Fetch it up. That's it. This is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad.
This is the chorus, the Hoosier Hot Shots.
I do like the sound effects.
A little bit of that's all folks there near the end. Sort of had that feel. You know, Warner Brother cartoons?
Yes.
But we're ending off our profile on the show with the Hoosier Hotshots and I Like Mountain Music on
Cheese Please.
Fetch up the zither, Hezzy.
The zither?
Yeah, the zither.
Sit around the house when the folks ain't home and listen to the music on the gramophone.
I like mountain music, good old mountain music, played by a real hillbilly band. Give me roro rhythm, let me sway right with them. I think the melodies are grand.
I've heard Hawaiians play the land of the winky wacky, but I must say that you can't be
turkey in a straw by cracky. I like mountainous music, good old mountainous music, played by a real hillbilly band.
Okay, boys, play. All right, kid.
With the Hoosier Hotshots and I Like Mountain Music. Wow. I guess all those TV shows talking about the 30s was true. You know?
For the most part.
Hey, Thelma, let's go down to play with some dirt because that's all we can afford.
No, because you'd be exhausted from plowing and planting and harvesting and looking after all the animals.
Oh, I was thinking more like playing in dirt because we're dirt cheap and we're dirt poor. We're dirt broke, so we just play in the dirt, and that's how we have fun.
There is no having fun. Oh. There's just trying to survive.
Okay. I certainly lives up to my picture of that era.
Exactly.
That wraps up our salute of Hoosier Hotshots, the album profile, which basically took some old radio show clips from the 30s and put them together on an album in the 70s to make moolah.
That works.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and now we're going to move on to something else.
And now it's time for the Cheese Please.
Ah, geez, what can you not say about the Brady Bunch?
I have lots of things I could not say because they're not suitable for the gentle ears of the listener.
That's fine, but, you know, it's like they never age. You always see them on TV as young kids. But,
they went through some stuff off screen.
But, you know, they grew up and, well, you know, Marcia got over her nose job with the football. Google it. You'll find out what it's about. Football, nose job. Anyway, you have some information.
I do not.
You don't?
No.
I'm the only one that has the information on the Brady Bunch. Six kids.
Two
story.
Parents.
Yes.
Of a man. Alice, the housekeeper.
Of a man named Brady, you know. Oh, just, you could Google the intro. It's on YouTube. You'll figure it out. Basically, six kids trying to get along. The angst of growing up Brady.
Yes, three boys were all brothers. Three girls were all sisters.
Yes.
They all shared a single... The girls lived in one bedroom and the boys had the other bedroom. They shared a room.
Yes. And...
and a bathroom connected them. So they all shared one bathroom between six kids.
And when they grew up, they take the house that was shown in exterior shots on the television series and turn it into the real Brady house.
Yes. But what is the song?
Oh, yes. Well, back in the 70s when the Bradys were on TV... this was a big hit for the group called Lobo, or was it one guy?
Either I way. Don't know.
But they're covering I'd Love You to Want Me, and it's pretty cheesy. On
Cheese Please!
With the Brady Bunch and a song they probably shouldn't have sang.
It was not awful. I have heard worse Brady Bunch songs.
Like what?
Anything Christmas?
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
That's a matter of perspective, but well, we won't debate on that, and we'll do this. My evil laugh.
Yes.
We're ending off the show this week with Anthony Newley and Pop Goes the Weasel.
That's an interesting choice.
Yeah, just like a Jack in the Box. Maybe Anthony's in a Jack in the Box or something. I don't know.
Entirely possible.
Isn't he an actor or something?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I just read the piece of paper when it comes out of the glove compartment and...
Play the song.
I don't know. It probably should have been in the celebrity slip-up at one point, but they wanted to put the Brady Bunch this week. I'm not going to argue. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, come back again. I am 100% sure we will be full of shenanigans.
Half a pound of tuppenny rice, half a pound of treacle. That's the way the money goes. Pop goes the weasel. Yeah. Half a pound of tuppenny rice, half a pound of treacle. That's the way the money goes. Pop goes the weasel. Every night when I go out, the weasel's on the table. Take a stick and knock it off. Pop goes the weasel. Up and down the city road, in and out of the Eagle. That's the way the money goes. Pop goes the weasel. Half a pound of twopenny rice, half a pound of treacle. Mix it up and make it nice. Pop goes the weasel. You know, pop goes the weasel. For years I've wondered what that meant, and nobody seemed to know. So I looked it up, and the official explanation goes something like this. Pop goes the weasel refers to the habit of London hatters long ago popping or pawning their weasels or accessories on Saturday night to buy liquor. Isn't that interesting? Up and down the city road, in and out of the Eagle. That's the way the money goes, pop goes the weasel. But you know, I've got a theory of my own about pop goes the weasel. It's much simpler. Why did the weasel go pop, go pop, pop, pop goes the weasel? Why did the weasel go pop? Cause they upped the price of tuppenny rice to fourpence. How did the pop get into the weasel? Weasel, pop goes the weasel. How did the pop get in there? Well, the weasel caught his beagle in the treacle. Now if you've got a weasel and you don't want him to pop, the next time you go shopping, don't take him in the shop. 2, 3, 4, half a pound of tuppenny rice, half a pound of treacle. Now that is the way that the money goes. Pop goes the weasel. Every night when I go out, the weasel's sitting on the table. Now I take a stick and I knock it off. Pop goes the weasel. Up and down the city road, in and out of the Eagle. That's the way the money goes. Pop goes the weasel altogether now. Half a pound of tuppenny rice, half a pound of treacle. Now I mix it up and I make it nice. Pop, pop, pop goes the weasel. Pop, pop, pop goes the weasel. Poppity, poppity, pop goes the weasel now. Would you excuse me a moment? I'm just going to pop my weasel.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of the wacky, the warped, and the weird, was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezeplease.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.